Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Total Skills Podcast. My name is Sibyl. Today I'm joined by Jed. Hello, Jed.
Hello, mate. How are we doing?
Very well. How are you, my friend?
Not so bad. Not so bad.
Not so bad. Good. Yeah. Good. So actually, the sun is shining up here in Glasgow for once. And of course, I've been indoors all day.
Jesus Christ. I've just seen a pig fly past my window. The sun shining in Glasgow.
Righto, buddy. We've got to preview some Premier League games, namely the one that's coming up that we're going to go watch tonight after we finish recording this, which is Liverpool hosting Manchester United. First of all, what's your prediction for this match, Jed?
I can't look beyond a Liverpool win. I'm very, very excited to see Phil Jones back on the pitch for United, though. He's in the starting lineup.
So you've pointed out the most important thing about this match.
Absolutely, mate. I mean, like, that is the headline stealer, isn't it? It doesn't matter what happens. I mean, Liverpool...
I mean, it'll be the title of this episode. I knew that before we started recording, that the title of this episode would have something to do with Phil Jones.
Phil Jones is back. Liverpool could go and win 10-0, and I literally wouldn't be bothered. Phil Jones played. That's all I care about.
Yeah.
What a man.
You know, Phil Jones is only 30 years old. I think he's older than people's minds because he's kind of fell out of squad for so long.
Yeah.
He's only 30 years old. He's supposed to be at his prime defending years. He's spent them just like in the reserves.
Signed for United quite young, didn't he? I think he's had like mental injury problems over the last five or six seasons that's just kept him out. Which is a shame, really, because he had a lot of potential when he first went to Man United. That's why they signed him.
He was a ludicrous defender. Like, the things he would do.
On Football Manager, he was just immense.
A beast. Like,
he was you go to the defensive signing, and then he'd become the best leader in the squad and everything. Like, he was a proper captain.
A beast.
Brilliant,
Do you know what's a fun bit of trivia, Jed? It's been on my mind for a long time that Phil Jones actually has the highest average rating of any Manchester United player in the squad, because he's only played once.
he had an absolute storming game, didn't he, to be fair?
I think it was against Wolves. I think he came on against Middlesbrough in the cup, but I don't know how many minutes he played, but he's only had one start this season. It was against Wolves, and he played an absolute stormer. So he actually has the highest average rating of any United player, which I find is quite funny, and it's been that way since he started that match, because he kind of came in and then fell out right away. Even though he played, you know, really, really well, he just fell out right away, which is, of course, in true Phil Jones fashion. What a game to come back into.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you've played one game all year.
Anfield away. I mean, it might be an absolute masterstroke. He may well keep that Liverpool front three quiet, but I highly doubt it. You've got Salah, Mane and Diaz all bearing down on him. Like Jones and Maguire together, they're just not able to handle it, are they?
If I was a betting man, I would put on a wee bit of money for a penalty to be given away tonight.
Probably, yeah. Phil Jones just accidentally trips himself up and then just knee slides into someone.
Yeah, breaks you know, the Diaz's leg or something stupid like that.
If it's Salah, he feels the contact, he's going down.
Yeah.
It's probably going to happen, yeah. You're right, I might stick that on myself, mate.
Do you know what it reminds me of? I don't know if you remember this. Like, I can't remember if it was last season or the season before, but it was when Danny Drinkwater found himself at loan in Burnley, and his like return to football was like a game away against Manchester City. And I think he got hooked at half time. He was absolutely hanging out. And it's just one of those. It's like, yeah, they might have been a player a wee while ago, but match sharpness is a thing.
Yeah,
you know.
I don't know. Like the Jones situation's weird because surely he gets a lot of under 23 football and that if he's fit enough to be playing for the first team, surely he's been building up to that now for a few weeks.
Yeah, mate. So you might have put him in against.
He's going to have some sort of match up.
Norwich at home is where you put him.
Oh,
in.
Oh yeah,
there. You don't bag him in at Anfield.
No. I mean, Timu Pukki can be a pretty tricky customer, can't he? So I mean, where do you exactly bag him in? Like, I don't know how long he's got left at Man United, but I'm going to enjoy the ride anyway with Phil Jones. I like to think that he'll become an absolute linchpin of the Ten Hag era when that kicks off. Just become the
I wonder if that man knows
on the team sheet.
Yeah, I know. I wonder if that man knows the job he's got on. Like, I feel like every manager has been there's underestimated it, apart from Jose, who when he was leaving was just like, I can't believe I got this team to second.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think it's a bit of a poison chalice, isn't it, the United job? Like it's just it's like Fergie put a curse on the club. And whoever goes there is just destined to fail. But I do think a large part of it is the playing squad. But I mean, they just need a massive overhaul, don't they?
Yeah, they need a clear out, mate.
Yeah.
A bit like Arsenal. Arsenal had to get rid of a lot of the sort of characters that were getting a bit old and dusty and on big wages and stuff. Like, I just had to move them out. You know, they weren't good to have around the squad, I think. That
clear
sort of thing.
Out.
Yeah.
Clear out, except that it's probably going to take you 5 years to win the league again. If you do that and then build from there, work towards it.
I would say 5 years to win the league if everything goes right. I would say if everything goes as best as it possibly could, I would still say it would take 5 years.
Exactly, because it's just purely based on the strength of other teams.
We've not mentioned much about Liverpool's lineup here. It's a full-strength Liverpool side. Joe Matip comes back into the side. Midfielder Fabinho, John Henderson and Thiago. I think I'd want to say I'm more than up for the task of Matic, Pogba and Bruno Fernandes. I suspect those three midfielders are going to have the run of midfield in this game. Obviously, Manchester United a little bit weakened today. Obviously, with the tragic circumstances Cristiano Ronaldo found himself in, he's obviously not available for selection. If you want to read up on that, you can. It's a very tragic story. And I'm sure he'll come back when he's good and ready, although I'm not sure how somebody really moves on from something like that. Or finds herself on their way back to work, so we'll see what happens. But you know, it's not something we're going to pry on. We're just kind of going to leave it like that and move on from it. But other than that, you know, even with a full strength United side, I would still sort of put my chips into Liverpool winning this. Maybe not comfortably, because even though like in recent sort of especially the previous season, we've had some good results against Manchester United. It's still Manchester United, and there's still a lot of quality in the squad and. You know, they're lined up for counter-attacking here. I think if Rashford's, you know, going to run at the pace he can run, and Alanga as well, who's quite a quick player, then maybe they can get a ball over the top with Liverpool's high line, you know?
Yeah, potentially. I think that's the only way they're going to do it. I mean, they're going to see much, much less of the ball. You know that straight off the bat. I mean, this Liverpool side will pass Man United to death tonight. But that's where their goal comes from if they get one. It's on the break. Like you said, Alanga could potentially get in behind. But, this Liverpool side is so strong. They're on the charge to go and nick that title off Man City. So I can't see them dropping points here, especially in these circumstances where you are playing against a weaker United side. It's a no-brainer, really, isn't it? Of course, now I've said that as well. they will go and lose 3-0. But
I know. That's but, I'm constantly worried about. It's just yeah. like there's too many factors here, like Phil Jones coming in. That's a big factor.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a bit of a wild card. That's either going to be amazing for us or going to be absolutely terrible. You know, and it's when this defender comes back and puts in a Van Dijk-esque performance. Yeah,
strikes the fear of God into the Liverpool attack. You know,
yeah.
Not having to contend with the the English Maldini. it's an interesting lineup. But I think even if you're looking at the bench now, I mean, realistically, Man United haven't got too much to change things if they wanted to.
Sancho's
on the bench. Whereas if Liverpool need a goal, they can call on Jota, Origi's on the bench, big game player.
Thomas Jones as well, a good attacking player in midfield. Yeah. Naby Keita as well, very, very good. You know, yeah. there's quite a lot of options there for Liverpool if they want to change something in this game to go ahead and change it. I look at the United bench, and although there's players on there that I think could start in this game or will offer something similar to players that are already on the pitch, there's not a whole lot on the bench that can go on and change the way United are going to play. They don't have a player on the bench today that's able to hold up the ball. Their only option is just to go over the top or go away a through ball and utilise pace. And maybe they can bring on Sancho. He's a very quick player, you know. McTominay can show it up in the midfield, but other than that, you know, there's maybe a Jesse Lingard as well, but I don't know what he offers that Bruno and Pogba don't really offer, you know. So unless one of them's having a particularly bad game, I don't see that for happening, but I'm...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void. We're prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You know, I think this would be a flat back five, to be honest. And I sort of... They would just be looking to get the ball to Bruno or Pogba to put on a decent pass over the top or through the middle or something like that.
Yeah, 100%.
Everybody plays that way against Liverpool. Liverpool are equipped to deal with that. You know, they play a high line for a reason. It's just absolutely hoover all the possession up and just pass it to death and put it in the back of the net. I can only really see this going one way, but you never know.
Yeah.
As the end of the season, players are getting a bit leggy, so it would be the strangest thing to happen in the world, but hopefully, from my point of view, hopefully Liverpool go ahead and get the 3 points tonight. We'll do a wee bit of a preview for tomorrow. A big one on tomorrow is Manchester City-Brighton. The reason that is, a lot of people think that'll be a guaranteed 3 points for Manchester City, which it probably should be. Although I will say, Brighton have come into a good bit of form. They're just off the back of beating both Spurs and Arsenal. And I grant you that those aren't the equivalent tasks to Manchester City, but it's still a fair old thing. And also, Brighton have only lost 10 games this season. They've made themselves hard to beat. They grind out a lot of draws, and only 3 points is worth anything to this City side.
Yeah, that's true. Although I do think the fact that Brighton are going away to the Etihad makes things a lot more difficult for them. City are just, you know, a top quality side, aren't they? I'd like to see Brighton go there and potentially take some points off City, though. I think that would make things a lot more interesting in the title race. Somebody has to drop points at some point between now and the end of the season. So
it will happen.
It will happen. It's guaranteed, pretty much. I can't see both these sides going and winning every game. between now and the end of the season.
They could, but they won't.
Yeah.
They absolutely exactly. could and should on paper, but they won't.
Exactly, yeah. It's one of them, and it's just the way the football works. So, I mean, yeah, this could be a potential banana skin for City.
I've put this as a bit of a banana skin game just because Brighton are on a real, real high right now, coming off the back of wins. I kind of find that new boy they've got in midfield, what's his name, Mwepu or something?
Yeah,
he's been very good. I've looked at his stats. I've looked at his highlights. Very, very good player. They've made themselves hard to beat. They're finally hitting the back of the net, which was the big thing that Brighton had to finally get themselves to do. So
last season, didn't it? Yeah, I think they're really establishing themselves as a solid Premier League side now, aren't they, Brighton? Been up there for a few seasons now.
They're signing well. I think that's important. Yeah. They're signing well. Every wee signing just improves them just a little bit.
And they're not really spending outside their means or anything like that. They're doing everything quite sensibly. So, I think they're going to become one of those teams.
I think that's the best way to describe Brighton. And that's sensible. Yeah. They got like sensible, Mr. Sensible in charge, isn't he? Like, because Graham Potter's quite neutral. He very rarely kind of loses his emotions either up or down. He doesn't over-celebrate victories and he doesn't really wallow in defeat either. He's a very sort of like middle of the road. He's sort of the same guy every, no matter what's happened in the match, he's the same guy. Apart from that time when Brighton fans booed a loss and he was like, oh, hold on a minute, fucking remember who you are.
Yeah, that was so good. Yeah,
do you remember that?
He earned a lot of respect there, I think, from everyone in football by just being like, come on, like, you're not, you know, you're Brighton. If you don't want Premier League football, I'll leave.
Exactly. He wouldn't be able to work for long, I tell you that.
No, what a brilliant moment that was. There's some other good games on tomorrow night, actually. I think Newcastle Palace, that'll be a really good game.
That'll be decent. Two teams like, both those managers are in a really good place with their sides, really happy with the players they've got, really good feelings. I mean, Newcastle, I know, celebrated really, really heavily after their last win there. I can't remember who they played last. That'd be weird, but I just remember all the photos of like all the boys in the dressing room and Newcastle posting it on Twitter and such.
Yeah, well, they're pretty much safe from relegation now, aren't they? So they've done wonders.
I think
really,
they're still yet to hit the 40, but it's as good as safe. Yeah, they need three more points to hit the 40. Yeah. And once you hit the 40, you're there.
They're going to be all right, aren't they? Based on their recent form, it's been a real massive upturn really since Eddie Howe came in. But that also does coincide with the money coming in as well. You still got to get the job done, ain't you? So fair play to Eddie Howe. But Palace obviously been going really well this season as well. So that would be a good matchup, I think.
I've massively enjoyed watching Palace this season. Massively,
they've been brilliant. Yeah, Conor Gallagher's been unreal, hasn't he? Throughout the whole season, I think he's been probably their best player in the team. But then you've got the likes of that Mateta. He's on a good run at the minute.
I think he's way taller than you think, by the way. Like, I seen him as a tall boy, but like, I think he's like 6'4", you know?
Right.
Like, I had him down as like, just like 6 foot on the dot. I'm a bit like the same height as me, you know? He's well bigger. I don't know why I said that. I was reading, it's only because I was reading an article.
It's a random thing to come out with.
I've literally just read an article on the tallest players in the Premier League. And I was like, I was looking to see if anybody's as tall as Fraser Foster. I seen him on the list and I was like, what is he doing on this?
I just like, I mentioned him just like, immediately gone, hey, he's taller than you think, you know. Oh, okay, right. Cheers for that, mate.
That's exactly what I said. I just to myself when I seen that.
I'm just picturing you now just watching a game and just being like, fucking hell, he's
tall.
6'4".
He's fucking huge.
He's at least 6'4". I had him down as being 6 foot. Oh, gosh. Gonna have to write that one down.
I tell you fucking what. Someone listening to this will be like, he's not fucking 6'4". And then he'll go Google it and they'll find out that he is. What is this fucking podcast?
That's absolutely killed me off, mate. It's just the way that... He was just seamless as well, the way he just transitioned into...
Immediately, do you know when something immediately like pops into your head? Immediately, like, it's a like, big fucking...
I have to
boof,
say that, because I know that information about him, I've got to say it.
And it's just, yeah. I read about this today. You know what I'm saying?
Funny you should mention Jean-Philippe Mateta, because he's actually taller than you think.
Taller than you think? Oh, I really want to title this episode about Phil Jones, but I think it's going to be called, I think it's going to be titled Taller Than You Think.
How tall is Phil Jones?
Oh, I bet he's tall. I didn't read him on the list, but I bet he's tall.
My guess is 6'1".
He's taller than 6'1", you lunatic.
Oh, Google it. I want to know.
I am right now, mate.
6'1", that's my guess.
1.8 metres. That's no use to me.
What's that?
I don't know. What is that?
1.8 metres? I don't do metres.
Exactly. I don't do metres. Like, what is that? Like, right. Okay. I'm going to have to...
Yeah,
but it's an answer that needs to be in feet. Right. 1.8. What? It says he's 5'9". That can't be right.
What? 5'9"?
Yeah. Wait, it can't be fine.
No, what are you thinking of that?
That's like the height of fucking Thiago, man.
I'm 5'9". I'd better play as a centre half. No chance.
You don't have the temperament. You don't have the temperament of a centre half either, mate. Yeah, you're far too nice.
It's more of a I'm a bit of a bruiser on the pitch. That's mainly because I can't get to the ball quick enough, so I just I can't believe he's 5'9". That's so real.
Yeah. Joe Matip, 4'9". Also taller than you think, Joe Matip. Taller than you think.
Yeah, Joe Matip.
Taller than Van Dijk. There you go, a bit of trivia for you. See, I'm all about the height today. Oh, God, we really need to move on. We've been on this for 3 minutes. We really need to move on.
You could say this podcast has now reached new heights.
Yeah, or new lows. I would probably say new lows. Right, but what should we do? Should we preview Arsenal Chelsea and finish up? Sorry, listeners, if you've made it this far, well done you.
I've actually got one point. We can do Chelsea Arsenal first, but there's one more thing I wanted to talk about actually in recent news.
Oh yeah, Erling Haaland.
There was that. There's also I've seen Chris Wilder linked with the Burnley job.
I mean, it's a better move than where he's at right now, Butter.
All right, yeah. But yeah. They're chasing Burrow, chasing the playoffs. So
I was going to say, he doesn't want to go down when they're going up. I think that's one of them where he's going to be. He's going to wait to the end of the season.
Yeah.
Before he makes any sort of decisions.
But I still think that it's made for Big Sam. I don't know why he's not been appointed yet. But
apparently, someone came on the radio the other day and said they'd seen Big Sam and about Burnley. So,
it's happening.
And we said it wouldn't.
Big Sam's been down the pub. Seen him coming out the chippy and around the corner from.
He's just been going to pubs and asking, "Does anybody know the Burnley owners?" he's not made contact. He's told him to run into them.
He's just waiting outside the training ground.
that's the Big Sam thing. Is this a training ground? Is it? Oh, sorry, I thought this was a dog park.
Oh, silly me. Well, I'm here.
This is my CV.
I hear you in a bit of a tight spot.
That's my CV. Don't read the bit about West Brom.
The page wasn't long enough. It just cuts off the.
We should also talk about Erling Haaland while we're on the subject of City. It's looking like City are going to activate his £75 million release clause, although they will be paying a lot more money than that for Erling Haaland. They'll have potentially a huge wage. And not only that, is Erling Haaland's agent is Mino Raiola, who is a notoriously... tough negotiator. There's probably the whole reason why Erling Haaland even has a release clause of £75 million, which is a ludicrous release clause for Erling Haaland. It should clearly be probably like 120, 130 at the very least. Obviously, Mino has fucking negotiated that. So, and I think that'll be purely for the reason that any club approaches and activates it. He will go in with the mindset of saying, this is a 100-something million pound player. You will pay that money. You won't pay it to the club, you'll pay it to his, and he'll probably split that way with Haaland, is what I foresee happening.
Makes sense.
He's done sort of action before.
Why wouldn't you? I mean, everybody knows that Erling Haaland's probably worth more than 75 million.
He's clearly a 100 million pound player. I think he's still averaging a goal a game.
Yeah,
he's
an absolute monster, really, isn't he, of a centre forward? And it's scary that he's still so young and he's still got so much of a career ahead of him. It really is. Like, if he comes to the Premier League and if you put him in that Man City team, he will just back goals for fun, won't he? It'll be over, you know, as soon as he puts the ball in the net, pretty much for most teams. Mm-hmm. I think.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
He's a player as well. He's kind of like Mbappe. He's one of them where I think he can just choose a club he wants to go to.
Yeah, he could play for any club world football right now that he wants to.
Yeah, that club will take him. If they can pay him what he wants, they'll take him. Nobody is going to turn down Erling Haaland in the same way that nobody would turn down Mbappe if he was there, you know, wanting to join the club. So, if City are the ones who get him, I'll be really excited to see him in the Premier League. But I also think that would just make that whole team just a bit of a joke.
I mean, yeah, that's like, you know, when somehow your football manager save gets kind of a bit broken and one team just goes on to win absolutely like a quadruple every single year.
He's the signing they need if they want to win the Champions League, though, which is ultimately what the owners want, I think, isn't it? I don't think Pep will be allowed to leave until he's done that.
He's not been held prisoner. He's played very well.
I think if Pep wanted to leave, they would just slam the door shut in front of his face and be like, deliver a Champions League and then you can go. And be like, we will pay you an extra £1 million.
Written in his contract.
Until you've done it. Yeah. I think
this could backfire, though. We could see like a 90-year-old Pep. Still in management, you know.
No, that's how it goes. That's how it goes. It's ride or die.
No, I mean, it's not going to be that long before City win the Champions League. They will eventually.
No, especially not if they sign Erling Haaland.
Yeah. That's why they wanted to buy Kane. They wanted that player, that striker that was going to tear them up. I mean, a lot of people kind of view Erling Haaland as a very much a counter-attacking forward because of his pace and the power that he runs it, but he's also a fantastic finisher. He's a superb finisher.
You put him in the Man City team and the pressing that they do and that, the pace is only going to help him with stuff like that. I mean, he'll be able to push defenders back onto the edge of their own 18-yard box and have them passing it sideways, etc., and then still close the ball down when they pass. You know, he'll be running for hours, won't he? Like pressing. So it would work in that system as well. And then, you know, he's going to get his goals when he gets the ball or when he gets on the end of crosses and stuff like that. And you've got people that like Cancelo who can deliver a cross. Like, he's going to win. He's a big boy as well. He's going to win headers. Like, the guy is just...
Going for him.
It's just unreal, yeah.
Just coming back from an injury, a hip flex injury, I think, which is apparently there shouldn't be any long-lasting effects from it, which is probably good news for anybody that's looking in the market to buy Erling Haaland. But I think, I can't remember, it's worth a gamble, isn't it?
Even if he has got an injury problem, it's worth a gamble.
Sometimes a player just strikes you as a player that's going to succeed wherever they go. There's been a few players like that. You just think, like, Lewandowski has been a player like that for me. I just feel like he was a player that I thought would really go and succeed anywhere he went.
Natural goal scorer.
Yeah, and obviously they're the two best strikers in that league. So I think that's probably why he might favour to go abroad rather than Bayern. Bayern are interested in getting him, but obviously Lewandowski's still at the very, very top of his game.
Yeah,
I don't know if he's still ranked the best player in Europe or whatever. He's fallen to second behind Kylian Mbappe, but yeah, I mean, he's just an absolute beast. And I mean, they could fit both of them in that side clearly. But I think one of them would need to adapt their game, and I don't think it would be Lewandowski.
I don't know. I mean, Haaland's got youth on his side, hasn't he? So
he does.
You build the team around him and maybe drop Lewandowski a bit deeper, or I don't know. It doesn't, you know, it's, I don't think it will happen anyway, personally.
Yeah.
I think it would have been agreed by now, I think.
Yeah. I normally
get things over the line early, don't they? So, yeah.
Yeah,
the fact that it's been left this late, I think it will be.
I think it will be City, if I'm perfectly honest. I mean, there's some very strong links, and they're a club that can spend without consequence. So the money is not an issue.
It'll be Real Madrid, if not. I think but Real Madrid have got their sights set on Mbappe, so
they're going to
go for him if the Mbappe deal somehow falls through.
Yeah, they're going to give him.
I don't see that happening. So
for what can only be described as a fuckload of money. We're going to give them Mbappe, so
exactly.
I don't know if they can have both them. Especially with the new La Liga rules.
Yeah.
I have to end up like, because but the rules will have to be on paper paying them like 25 grand a week and then just delivering fucking money in an offshore account or something.
It's like he's got £1 million in add-ons or something like that. He's turned up to training. That's another 50 grand a week. He's scored 2 goals in training. That's another 100 grand. Stuff like that.
Yeah. We're not actually paying him fucking 500 grand a week. We're just giving him bonuses.
Yeah. It's just so good.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those. I think it's a huge thing for the Premier League. I don't know what it does for the competition. In terms of Man City not going into a completely dominant streak, but although like one player doesn't massively change the team, it would have to. I think Liverpool in a good spot; they could buy from a position of strength as well, and improve their side. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But I think that's going to do us for today, mate. We'll come back and we'll talk a wee bit and more in depth about Chelsea Arsenal tomorrow, and we'll review this Liverpool Manchester United game. But until then,
before we go, how tall is Erling Haaland?
I think I want to say 6'2". I want to say 6'2". Tell me if I'm right.
We'll come back tomorrow.
come back tomorrow and find out if I'm right. All right, till then. Cheers, bye. Sports Social
Podcast Network. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.